It's been great. Just rehabbing, you know, on course. I mean, nothing special. It's just doing normal things I usually do in off season.
Matt said you were trying to find other ways to, you know, help out and so forth. How's that been? How receptive have your students been?
My guys, yeah, it's been great. I can't really, you know, be out here with the guys, but individual endo, I get out and kind of show them a little bit, not too much, not trying to do too much. Due to that, I just had surgery, but just being vocal with the guys and just being understanding. It's not like, you know, I'm here and they here. You know what I'm saying? I feel like all of us on the same page. We all on the same team. And if one of us see something, or if I see something, I can help the young guys out. I try my best to do it. They just been, easy to, you know, communicate with. It hasn't been any knuckleheads out here. I had to, like, you know what I'm saying, keep drilling, tell them to do this. I can kind of tell them one time and they get it done.
Julio, can you talk about some of the sprinting you did today and how you felt running like that?
Well, it's a jog. Sprinting is a little faster, but no, it was good. It was just good to be back out on the grass and just testing it out. I felt great. Just working my way into it, just easing into it.
What's a typical day of rehab for you?
I just come up here. I come up at 7 o'clock. It starts at 7. Do it for an hour and then work out, do some more stability type things, balance, and come out. And then I just do the little run, the stretch. We're just gradually getting back. Not trying to press anything. Got some time.
Hey, Julio, I know you had a certain level of comfort with the physician that has worked on that, with the operation. But is there ever any, I don't want to say hesitation or fear, but for lack of a better term, fear or hesitation when you go into an operation or procedure when you're dealing with tools so critical to your success?
No, not at all. Me, I just pray, and everything has to take care of itself. But, I done had foot injuries before. You know, this time it was my toe. I kind of got the formula because I had two, foot surgeries in the past. But just taking your time, don't rush anything. Obviously, I want to be back out here right now, but I understand, too, and they understand, like, it's a process.
Do you still expect to be called out for training camp?
Yes, I feel great. Like, we're just taking our time. Training camp comes, we'll definitely be rolling. But as of right now, it's just one day at a time.
What have been your first impressions of Sark?
Sark's a great OC, real chill, player's coach. He listens, he doesn't have he's not stuck in his ways or anything like that. Like I said, he's a player's coach, and he's easy to communicate with.
You've been on kind of a world tour during your
offseason.
How was that for you?
I do it all the time. I travel a lot. I love to travel. In and out of different cities. Just love the culture, too. Just moving around. So it's been great. But I was able to do that, After I got back, I couldn't, recover as far as getting treatment and doing everything, because I had to just kind of let it heal on its own. So I was just trying to move around a little bit, like I usually do. Just don't make up anything. Just do what I do.
Just being able to have a little musical outlet probably, too, as well, just seeing you hanging out.
Like I said, I've been here for, 7 years now. I know kind of everybody in the industry and a lot of Atlanta artists here in Atlanta. It's been great. So, we just kind of, we collabed on something with Under Armour, and it turned out great. Hopefully I can work with more people, especially the artists here in Atlanta. Because we got great artists here, and they do great things, and people need to see that.
Devontae mentioned how you've been helpful to him as he's going through this, and you've been through the contract talks. How has it been for you to be able to talk to him a little bit as he's going into this season?
Yeah, it's really easy. Devontae, he's a grown man, I just, just give him the uncut, like, hey, you can't control that. Just focus on ball. And that's it. We don't have to discuss anything else. Just come out here and just go to work. Everything else will take care of itself.